Hey everyone, this is John, and this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. We got one more Space World episode coming at you in the month of December, and it is, of course, the next episode of Firefly Aerial. And as always, do expect spoilers. Aerial is the next episode.
And this one starts out with a knife fight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This starts out great. Yeah. It's been a while since we have a good old-fashioned knife fight.
Right, and this is, yeah, and you get a lot of cool, like, lines of dialogue out of this because, like, girl, River slashes Jane across the chest with a knife. Like, he looks better in red.
Yeah.
And then later on... Who was it? Jane says something about, like, oh, the girl, like, she stabbed me. And Wash says, wacky fun. Because Wash has such great lines.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
But we'll get to Wash in the next episode. Ariel, I don't think, we don't really have a particular character we want to discuss in depth here.
I mean, I guess we can just kind of talk about the overall relationship between Jane and Simon.
Yeah, we could. That's a good point, because this one, it's a heist episode. They're going to the planet Aerial.
They're
going to
do some crime.
They're going to steal medical supplies from a hospital. And this one, Simon actually is the criminal mastermind in this particular episode, because he plans out this heist, and his reason,
like,
for...
excruciating detail, and he did it in, like, 5 minutes.
Right. and this one, well, because he knows the hospital system so well, because it's where he comes from. But you get... This plot device, like, Simon plans this heist because he wants to be able to take River into the hospital to get a better idea of what has been done
scan
to
of
brain.
Her brain. Yeah. So he wants to know, because the knife thing is kind of like a big, big red flag.
She's stabbing people now.
I think she's gotten a little worse.
Maybe.
Which I find that really funny as well, because isn't that the same episode where afterwards, like, Jane leaves in a huff and, like, you owe me a shirt? And then Malcolm turns to Simon's, like, he's rubbing his face, like, she's getting worse, huh? Like, no shit, she's stabbing people.
I mean, Jane has probably been stabbed multiple times on this ship. At least he deserves it.
Probably.
But that's really the payoff for the crew, is that we're going to steal these medical supplies so you can sell them. Hospital's going to be restocked within a matter of hours, so no one gets hurt here.
They go up to, like, a good little thing about it, like, yeah, we can sell it to the people who really need these things.
we can take advantage of the people who are sick and dying.
Yeah, exactly. We can help these people out and take their money while we're at it.
It's great. And... So a lot of the first part of the episode in this one is them just prepping for their heist.
Which is kind of fun and everything like that. You know, they're going around.
You have Wash and Kaylee building an ambulance out of a junkyard, and Kaylee's getting really excited about all the parts she's finding.
It's like, ooh.
Then you have Jane trying to use big words. Because Mal and Jane and Zoe are posing as the ambulance operators.
The EMTs.
And they are sneaking Simon and River as corpses into the hospital.
Yeah.
And, you get a little bit of interaction between, like, Mal and Zoe and them running around the hospital trying to dodge the authorities, so to speak. But, like, the big part in the second half of this episode is that Jane turns on them. Like, he is going to... turn Simon and River into the authorities for his reward.
Well, before we get to that, I want to make reference to one little thing. Is after they got the scan and they're pushing River out on the wheelchair and they're leaving, they're passing this major area with a bunch of doctors and patients and everything like that, and one of the patients started crashing. And Simon's, like, drawn to this. He's like, I gotta do something. Hold on. This guy's a dipshit. Hold on a second. He goes over there, fixes the dude immediately, brings him back, and then bites another doctor's head off because he, like, makes, you know, medicine he's not supposed to. And he's like, you're a dipshit. And it gives you a look at, like, what he's really capable of as a doctor. Instead of just stitching people up, he's like, oh, I can bring this dying man back to life.
Like, give me a needle with something in it. There.
It doesn't matter what it is. I'll figure it out. He's good.
Yeah, you get to see him being really excellent.
He looks like a badass. He has the syringe in his mouth and he's holding the two tongs and, like... jumping in the guy, Claire is like,
you almost expected like flip him like by like toss them behind his head, like he's
like here. Reach into his chest and start pumping it. You're not dying on me.
He's hands. Like ripping out organs and then shoving them back in. He's fine now. He's
fine.
But
I'd watch that.
And it's when Jane betrays them, it's not too long into the episode where his betrayal then goes south, because then he's arrested by the authorities and then they're trying to escape. And like the whole
surprise,
time.
Surprise, surprise. The Alliance are dicks.
Right. The thing is, the entire time that Jane is trying to help Simon and River escape here, they are unaware that he tried to sell them out in the first place.
Yeah.
As is everyone. Until the very end, of course, Mal had figured it out. And then Simon, I believe, figured it out somehow. I can't remember
how. Later episode.
Yeah.
River does a little psychic thing. Like, oh, yeah, he's a dipshit. Like,
That's right. It's not until later episode that Simon's like, oh, that's right.
Which, and then also, what is the point of the Alliance's fucking guns? Like, I found that hilarious, because he gets the gun after he strangles a guy to death with his
bare hands.
Handcuffed hands. Yeah. He, like, gets the gun and is like, stand away from the door. I'll blow this open. And, like, sends, like, a stupid little shockwave. It's like, what's this shit? Like,
I mean,
kidding with that?
It seems just like a force blast. Like, if you want to push
like crowd control. Over. Like,
yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's well, it shows that, like, they have, like, this non-lethal force that they are willing to use. Like, there are times where they're not intending to kill anybody. And then there's the two guys in the blue latex glove that just have, like, their magic wand that kills people. It just makes you bleed out of everywhere.
Yep.
So they have this technology to be non-lethal, and then just technology to kill you in an agonizing way if they feel like it.
Like, this seems like a little extreme.
Oh, yeah. Those two guys show up. There's, like, some sort of agents or operatives. Maybe something like the operative in the Serenity movie, or maybe that's what Shepherd Book used to do. We don't know.
I mean, River does know to a degree, because she's sitting here muttering two by two hands.
Yeah,
blue,
you get that in an earlier
like
episode.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You finally get to see what this is. It's kind of like a big buildup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just these dudes with a magic wand. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, and they're very, very stoic. They don't mm-hmm. display a whole lot of emotion, but they clearly have a license to kill, because they didn't go in there intending to kill anybody. It's when they found out that the other Alliance officer who was there had questioned or even spoken to
River. And, like, actually heard her say things.
Yeah, then they were like, oh, well, you're going to die now. Here's the magic wand.
I mean, even the two guys who got beat up in the cell that they were able to escape from.
Right.
They're like, he's dead. This one's alive. And he pulls out the magic wand, just fries his brain.
Yeah, killing his own people.
He's unconscious, for crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Like, he clearly probably didn't talk to them. Like, he just got his ass kicked.
Yeah, for no reason. It's just bad day. Just,
but yeah, you get to see like this really ugly side of the Alliance, who to that point, I mean, we talked about before, this bad cops.
We already know they're just not the best of people.
They're just mean.
Yeah.
But now, like, you also see that I have these ruthless killers mm-hmm. that seem to just be able to go around killing people without having to answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, they get out and they get back to the ship.
Yeah.
And
they have Mal and Jane have the showdown.
Yeah.
Like, that they had alluded to in previous episodes, like, what happens if you ever turn on me? And Mal puts him in
the airlock.
The airlock, and the door is still open. He's going to get sucked out into space. It's going to be an ugly way to die. And what's how do they resolve that? What's the thing that Jane says to get him to not,
like,
kill him?
He sits there like, all right, goodbye, or whatever. And he puts the walkie-talkie down in the window. And mm-hmm. as he's, like, going up the stairs right above the control console, Jane goes, what are you going to tell the crew? Oh, no, he still has it in his hand at this point. Mal does, the walkie-talkie thing. He's like, what are you going to tell the crew? I don't know. What should I tell him? He's like, make something up. Don't tell him what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, Mal's like, all right, and lets him live. He's like,
he feels some shame here.
Yeah. He knows he did wrong. I'm mm-hmm. done rubbing his face in his poop. I mean, he knows he shouldn't have done that.
Right. But yeah, it's a great exchange, because you see that Mal has loyalty to all of his crew. And because he has that line, if you turn on any one of them, you turn on me.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that loyalty there. Then you also see, like, the even, like, sliver of loyalty to Jane, because he knows what he did and he has clearly learned something. And if he does it again, he's probably going out an airlock. Sorry, you get that mercy there.
Yep.
But anything else we want to talk about in this episode? Are we done here?
I mean, it pretty much covered the big basis and everything. So
yeah, not Nothing I can think of to really dig deep on this one. No real, aside from the Jane Simon interaction. There's, you know, everyone else just kind of lays low for the episode.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
All right, and that is going to wrap up this episode of Space World. Up next is going to be the Super Nintendo show in just a couple of days here, and then that'll be back-to-back with the official show for the month of December. So, till then, everybody,